Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetix. My name is Carl Orakwe, and I am the program's manager, Nigeria Info FM Port Hackett. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesomwike, the initiator of Rivetix.
Greetings to the kind and loving people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Rivetix on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that radio is the most powerful, most effective, and most far-reaching communication system in the world. Let's use it. This episode is in commemoration of the World Radio Day, which takes place annually on February 13. World Radio Day is a global celebration of radio and how it shapes our lives. Radio informs, transforms, and unites us. It brings together people and communities from all backgrounds to foster positive dialogue for change. More specifically, radio is the perfect medium to counter conflict through building mutual understanding and exposure to other points of view. Radio tends to celebrate the themes of dialogue, tolerance, and peace. Radio stations should be encouraged to create broadcasts providing a platform for dialogue and democratic debate over issues such as violence against women, drug abuse among children, self-motivation in education, reading, helping to raise awareness among listeners, and inspire understanding for new perspectives and paving the way for positive action. Radio programming builds tolerance and overcomes differences, separating communities by uniting them for common goals and causes, like ensuring children's education or addressing local health concerns. Radio provides a convenient way to encounter new ideas, new music, new ways of thinking, and also provides valuable company to counter isolation and loss. World Radio Day provides a great opportunity to reflect on the power of radio locally, at the national level, and internationally. By listening to its audience and responding to their needs, radio services provide the diversity of views and voices needed to address the challenges we all face. Rivetix on Radio celebrates with all our listeners and fans, especially the youths, on this special day, highlighting the power of radio. As we celebrate our seventh year on radio, we trust that we have inspired and encouraged and also challenged ourselves to be better and to do better. Our guest speaker today is Mr. Carl Orakwe, Head of Programs, Nigerian Info, Port Harcourt. He will be sharing his insight on the topic. There is a drama sketch titled Marconi, after Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of the broadcast radio, by Prince Emi Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode and learn all you can from it. Our caring people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
This treasure base is dear to us. Give us grace to live as one. So God bless our homeland, make us great. One people, well
done. Now me with the clean on the house. Now me with the wash on the car. Nami with the cook, no, no. Nami with the wash in a glut. Nami with the work for your job. Nami with the hug, no, no.
I become a person for my happiness. So stay be my own.
DJ Washi Washi, this how they knock jam for working hours.
My sister. What happened to washerman?
Hey,
you know, it's quite unusual for our workaholic washerman to be playing music at this time of the day.
Hey,
wonder man shall never see a woman. What do you mean they see?
The way they talk from our mount edge to edge like CCTV camera.
Washa man, CCTV camera. Go teach you that one. Hey, Alice, they see.
I'm telling you. Hey, CCTV camera. CCTV camera. Hey, Oyibo.
Oyibo.
Washa man. Hey. Mokuna, where you learn that one?
Mokuna, forget that one. I did back here, they hear on Ashalaye.
Hey.
And I want to let you know, say, this is my Apako radio set, what I remember today. Now I'm the play music, so.
Washa man. Now radio, they call Apako. Just carry mirror, look the mouth where they use talk am. You don't know say where they don't they exist before your male born you. He suppose they cut cap give am here.
Chineke, Alice.
Hmm?
You didn't see as woman change am for me in 2 seconds.
Washa man. She's only reprimanding you for your remarks now, eh? You ought not to disrespect Mr. Radio like that.
Asine.
Before her.
Asine.
Come on. Most especially when the World Radio Day is upon us. Hey, eh?
World Radio waiting.
World Radio Day. You heard me. I don't put water for mouth, talker.
This one, what did this, what did that? You know they finish. You
Washerman, the World Radio Day is the day set aside by the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, to recognize radio as an important stakeholder
in the dissemination of information across the globe.
Exactly, Uma. You hear, Washerman? And not only that, adding to what my sister Uma just said, the UNESCO also adopted February 13th of every year as the D-Day for the celebration of the World Radio Day. It's an undisputed fact that the invention of radio has made the world a smaller place and more connected than it previously was in the past.
Lily?
Yes?
I don't always think say radio na old school something.
No?
Now why be say you don't tell where I use this my own?
Washi. Communication is an integral part in man's day-to-day relationship with its environment. Hence, the invention of radio as a medium of communication to gratify man's inquisitive nature to extend relationship beyond its environment.
Seconded, woman. Radio has played an integral role in bridging the communication gap in the society. It serves as a surveillance of our environment. It is the eyes and ears of the public.
Now I understand Una Caprison. It can't make me remember those days where they grew up for Umu Agbaji. When our papa them, they grew their ear for radio like say their life did there.
Hey, Washaman.
Wash, you see? This is to show you the power of radio as a catalyst for integration and social participation. And that's why this year's theme is titled Radio and Peace. Radio, according to UNESCO, is an important player in maintaining peace and transition to peace.
Not only that, it's worthy to note the power of the radio in transcending the barriers of distance, space and time when deployed as a tool to maintain peace and transition to peace. Radio maintains peace by providing information that helps in preventing violence. In terms of regional conflict, it can help de-escalate it. All this can be achieved when we have an independent radio, devoid of parties, trying to push a narrative that is different from what really is. We can achieve this through the deployment of community radio broadcasting.
I beg my people, which one be community radio broadcasting again?
Community radio, now the radio for the people, about the people and by the people. They spread them to the people for their local dialect. We go feel, understand and help them for better communication.
Uma, that's the kind of radio broadcasting we should implement in our kingdom. To enable us to transmit to our people locally, to foster peace within our kingdom and its environs. We need investment in raising independent radio stations in our kingdom that can broadcast to the people in the medium they will comprehend.
Exactly.
Omo, this will not be chai, so I'm going to organize a campaign for him now. Let me go be chamo. As soon as you meet where I be. You know, say I get doing.
Hey, Washaman, since when you started the organized campaign?
Hey, anyways.
I said, old Tash and never I don't talk. Where they teach Washaman all these things today?
Yeah.
Oh, you both. Hey.
Anyways, all hands on deck as we preach peace to radio journalism.
Mami, seki we teme ye Kina bele poko e bere me Ase ufo ma pia be Ata no bebo ma pia Ora opu manaro Nye sa ibi mana
The drama you just listened to is titled Makoni by Princess Amy Alagwa, starring Ekoma Chidinma Precious as Merit Owoma,
Emmanuel Isaac as Oshama,
and your darling baby girl Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, all hands on deck as we preach peace through radio journalism.
Make Connor no forget. Make our hand join together. Make we preach peace through radio journalism.
Thank you. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and my name is Carl Orakwe. I'll be speaking on the topic World Radio Day. The world used to be very much a big place, at least when you consider the difficulty involved with passing across or transmitting information from one place to the other. Now, in the beginning, what we had to do was walk to our destination and talk to the persons we met there in order for us to be able to pass across the ideas we had or the ideas we wanted to share. What that actually meant was that information and ideas basically traveled around the world at a very slow pace. But compared to today, all that has changed. Radio was invented, and suddenly transmitting ideas hundreds of miles became much easier than what we used to have previously. I could sit in my village here in River State and listen or have access to information or ideas shared across the world from about 100 miles and get that information in my own bedroom. Radio has become a very important part of our lives, playing three major roles. Those roles being that of entertainment, information, and education. With radio being so important, a special day has been set aside to mark or to celebrate what radio does for us. And that is February 13, which has been set aside yearly to celebrate World Radio Day. Now let's get a little bit of a history of how we came about celebrating World Radio Day. Now, World Radio Day was first proposed by Spain in September of 2010. Now, with the backing from broadcasting associations around the world, in November 2011, at the 36th session of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, that's UNESCO's General Conference, February 13 was proclaimed as World Radio Day. And this date was chosen by UNESCO's Director General as it was the anniversary date of the United Nations International Broadcasting Service, which was created on February 13, 1946. Now, for UNESCO, they recognize that radio is an important player and an essential part of passing across message the world over. And that is why they indeed acknowledge the fact that a day could be set aside to recognize that day. The theme for this year's celebration of World Radio Day is Radio and Peace. I take that again. What is being celebrated today for World Radio Day is Radio and Peace. Radio, according to UNESCO, know that radio is an important player and an essential part of maintenance and transition to peace. Professional radio addresses both the root causes and triggers of conflict before they potentially explode into violence. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we'll also be taking a look at why radio and peace was actually chosen as the theme for this year's World Radio Day. Do continue listening.
Don't sit, there are things to be done. Every day, with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Carl Orakwe. I am speaking on the topic World Radio Day. The theme for this year's celebration is Radio and Peace. For World Radio Day 2023, UNESCO highlights independent radio as a pillar for conflict prevention and peace building. Armed conflicts between countries, armed conflicts between groups within a country may also translate into a conflict of media narratives. Plenty will be said by the opposing parties, plenty will be said by the conflicting parties concerning why they are doing what they are doing, basically pushing a narrative. Now, that narrative can either increase tensions or maintain conditions for peace. So, which of this narrative is heard more on radio, that could determine if we are going to have war or conflict continue or peace come about. Now, in reporting and informing the general public, radio stations shape public opinion and frame a narrative that can influence domestic and international situations and decision-making processes. So, radio can fuel conflict, but in reality, professional radio moderates conflict and or tensions, preventing their escalation or bringing about reconciliation and reconstruction talks. Now, in the context of distant or immediate tension, when we have relevant programs put on air, which are put on radio, and independent news reporting the situation, it provides the foundation for sustainable democracy and good governance by gathering evidence about what is happening, informing citizens about it in an impartial and fact-based terms, explaining what is at stake, and in fact, brokering dialogue amongst the different groups in society. So, radio has been recognized as a tool for conflict resolution. That's how powerful radio has become today. Radio still serves its three main aims of entertainment, information, and education. But when it comes to information and education, at least the narratives are brought across to the people in a manner that will let them or give them insight into the reasons what is happening at that point in time, and decisions can now be taken that could help a speedy resolution of conflict, or in the first place, ensuring there is no conflict at all. This is the role radio plays. So radio indeed is an important and essential part of maintaining and transition to peace. It keeps the peace by preventing violence or preventing conflict, by providing necessary information and ensuring that it's transmitted to everyone. And in times of conflict, In passing across the right information, it can also help de-escalate a situation or the tense situation we find ourselves in. Now, this much has been recognized by UNESCO, same as plenty other international organizations worldwide, and that's why they know radio is indeed a vehicle that can help translate and help push development and also promote peace and sustainability in most areas. Professional radio addresses both the root causes and triggers of conflict, and when all this is put out together in responsible programming, it ensures that their objective of maintaining peace is actually put out there. When we've put out this in this manner, it's quite important to note that independent radio, devoid of pushing a skewed narrative, is what is going to help promote the objective of peace and conflict resolution. So, what do we do and how do we get such independence for radio? I will take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about the independence of radio and how that can help promote peace and sustainability.
Come, come, my friend, there is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one.
Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people?
Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and my name is Carl Orakwe. I'm speaking on the topic World Radio Day. Now, we have established the fact that radio has made the world more connected than it was previously in the past. It has indeed made the world a smaller place in terms of transmitting information and ideas across thousands of miles across the world. We have also established the fact that when responsible programming puts out concrete information concerning issues and matters that begets conflict, it can help prevent conflict in the first place. And in case where there is already conflict, it could also help de-escalate conflict. Now, all this has to be done with responsible programming. All this is done with responsible radio. All this is done when we have independent radio, devoid of parties trying to push a narrative that is different from what really is. Radio stations and radio in general have to be independent. We have to make a concerted effort to ensure the independence of radio. We have private radio stations, we have state-owned radio stations, but one thing that is key and important for all radio stations or all radio paraphernalia in the world is they should have independence. They should be able to put out programs that are impartial and able to put out information impartial to one party and basically presenting the facts. Radio should have a mission, and the mission is not one to stir up chaos and it's not one to stir up conflict. So when owners of radio houses or sponsors of radio houses realize this, this also helps in conflict resolution and basically maintaining the peace. So as it stands today, we need more investment in independent radio. We need more investment in training the people that man radio stations so that they realize that theirs is indeed a huge role. Their platform, the platform which they operate, is one that plays a very big and important part in the world today, ensuring that the world remains as it is, devoid of violence and chaos. So, when it comes to financial resources allocated for radio, that has to be done. Most especially in an era where we still have state-owned media who will need sponsoring to ensure that they do what needs to be done. There has to be an independence of editors. There has to be an independence of presenters so that they can be able to put out impartial information that is not skewed to basically benefit one side or the other. Training of personnel who work on radio is very important and it's of paramount importance. This is to ensure that they are skilled and know that they do not serve individualistic purposes or themselves, but what they serve is the public in general. Investments should be made to ensure radio stays independent, as this definitely will help in conflict resolution. And this is where we're going to end today's edition of the program. I am happy to have been here to talk about World Radio Day. I will leave you with this message. Note indeed that radio is a powerful vehicle via which we can help ensure development in society. Such an important vehicle could also help us foster peace and also unity in society. We should therefore treat radio as that important medium which it is and pay the attention it deserves. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reave Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.